So for many guys, we work really, really hard to get to a specific point where we feel like we've made it. And then one or two things that happen. Number one, we crash and burn and we're unable to sustain the thing that we've made it at. Or number two, we find a way to make sure that we maintain those brand new standards that we've worked so hard to achieve. And that is what we're going to talk about today. Welcome to the Rise to Thrive show. I am your host, James Borman. And if you are coming through, please do let me know. Drop a love heart, drop a comment. Okay, share it with someone that you might think it will help. So in the comments, what I want you to answer this question. Number one, do you find it difficult to maintain the standards you've worked hard to achieve? So for example, if you work really hard for a half marathon, did you then find it a struggle to continue to maintain those running skills? If you did a fitness transformation program over 6 weeks, did you struggle to maintain that body shape and the discipline in nutrition? Just things like that. Put your own experience in the comments below and let the lads see. So how are we doing? First and foremost, hope you had a great weekend. Hope you're good. This time next week, guess what's coming out? Okay, 7 days to the book's launch. And you can jump on our pre-registration list, which is on this post. And on that pre-registration list, I will email you the morning it's live. And you'll be able to be in with the chance of winning top three prizes, two different programs, and some money towards our clothing. Well worth doing. And also, this Saturday, we've got our big Remember the Mission seminar up at Aston Villa Stadium in Birmingham. Like 100 lads coming up. It's going to be a cracking day, cracking night if you're staying up as well. So let's get to it. So listen, I've been doing this for a while now, and I've seen a lot of lads come through and achieve incredible things, really turning their lives around. You know, when we start rock bottom here and we get up here, it really makes a difference to the way that people live their lives. And that's what I call making it, okay? So when we get there, we kind of feel like we've made it. So at the end of our 28-day program, or the end of one of my 12-week accelerator programs, or we get to the end of a 12 months, whatever the situation might be, but you make it, and you make the changes, and you turn the corner. For me, that's not the hardest part. A lot of people might disagree or might think differently, but for me, that is not the hardest part. The hardest part for me is for you making it a lifestyle, for you maintaining that. And that's what I want to really talk about in brief, and maybe give some pointers in terms of how to maintain. Now for me, the number one thing that you have to have in your life after making it is accountability. For me, without accountability, the chances of failure are much higher. The chances of slipping are much higher. Because let's be honest, what ends up happening is that you end up drifting. You end up getting lost. You end up taking the easy road. It ends up being a little bit wet and cold. So we decide not to get up. And then we end up on that spiral, or that momentum of going 1% in the wrong direction. Then we slip out of it. Then we talk in past tense. I used to be a good runner. I used to be on it. When I did the 28-day program, that's when I was best on it. That's when I was at my best. So we're now talking in past tense because we feel that chapter has passed and we're back to where we started. With accountability, we connect the dots. I'm running a couple of 12 accelerator programs, and every single one of them got spanked over the weekend because of the way that they become complacent, because of the way they weren't showing up to the standard that I wanted them to do. We do it as parents when we're telling our kids that this standard isn't good enough, that this behavior isn't good enough, that this level of commitment to school isn't good enough. Whatever way we do it, we hold people accountable. You might be a boss and you might hold other people accountable. Accountability sharpens you up. It wakes you up. It wakes you up when you're becoming complacent. It's a little prod in the chest to say, hey buddy, what are you doing? Why aren't you doing what you said you would do? Do you get that? Let me know if that makes sense to you. Also, expectations, number two. Okay, expectations of what you think you should be achieving versus the level of conditioning of where you are. The difference between the two. I talk about this a lot. I'll be talking about it a lot in my new book. Okay. And expectations that we put on ourselves as men are huge because your ego is out of control. You've got no way of being able to control that ego and what you think you should be doing compared to other people, compared to what you used to do. Jesse. So you put yourself up on that pedestal. You put on too much pressure on yourself. You get to the point where it becomes too much. And what happens when it becomes too much? We stop. And when we stop, we lose momentum. You lose momentum, we've lost that sharpening of the sword, okay, where we're showing up. Make sense? Does that resonate with you? Do you set your expectations too high for the levels that you're at right now? One of the biggest pieces of advice I give to people who finish my 28-day program, who then come into our mastermind, is that just for 90 days, reinforce the basics. You don't need to achieve the world yet or overnight, okay? Just establish solid foundations. There's this sense that we have to achieve quickly as well. We have to achieve now. And that patience disappears, and with impatience comes bad decisions. Becomes, if you like, emotional decisions to go, oh no, I can't be bothered to do it, it's just not working. You know, to change, guys, I would say it takes a year, if not more, to have sustainable changes in your life. I've been working with some of the same guys in my mastermind for 2-3 years. Okay? Some people leave way too early on impulse. Some people don't even go on to that next phase and end up sending me an email 4 weeks later saying, I need to jump back on the next 28 day, I've lost momentum. Okay, and so we've got to establish, okay, consistency of action, 1% a day, every day, control of your time and your energy and your productivity and the balance between reality, personal life and professional life, and we've got to have clarity of the direction that we're going and how we're going to get there. Those things are essential for maintenance. Those three C's will keep you at a maintenance level. So when you take the big step to get to that level, you don't need to keep growing right away. You just grow that level. We maintain that level. We make it second nature. We don't try to achieve too much. We don't set the expectations way above what we're capable of. Boom. And then when we become ready, we then move to the next level. Okay. Slowly, steady and surely. And this journey doesn't end until we're dead. It's not like a 6-week journey or 28 or a 6-month thing. It's for the rest of our lives that we're trying to improve ourselves. And I want you to have that mentality that you're in for the long haul, yeah? Are you in for the long haul? You tell me right now in the comments, are you in for the long haul? Is this making sense? Does this resonate? I hope so, guys. I really feel like the new book is going to really explain a lot of this as well and reinforce a lot of what I'm telling you right now. You know, the first book was very much about self-awareness and about what you're doing with your mind and your life and where you're going. And this next one is about implementation and understanding yourself and dropping the ego and learning about how to make this long-term, finding direction and purpose. All right, guys, I hope that helps. Have an amazing Monday. Thank you for turning up and showing up. I really appreciate you watching. Please don't be a lurker. If you've come through, please do comment. It really is for me to read back and read the comments on whether this has resonated, if this has helped. It really gives me some feedback, guys, because obviously I'm talking to my phone down a